Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
I think our next interview is here. Hi.
Hi.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
My name is Sirli, and I'm representing Horizon Business Hub, which is dealing, we have developed a very nice eye-checking device. It's called DAT, which is Direct Astigmatism Test. I have it here with me as well. Okay. I will show you shortly. Why we need this device is for the fact that, and where did it actually start off, is the CEO's friend's child, a three-year-old kid, had a nerve narrowing case. But rest of the devices currently on the market, they only can detect that at the age of 7 or 8. But our device, with that device, you can detect it at the age of 3 already.
Wow.
And besides of that, you know, we all go to the eye doctor, yeah? So they quickly check your glasses and you know, they change it and ask, okay, is it better? Is it worse? Is it better? You know, you need to really, really fast decide what's that, yeah? But they always and often lose the sight to actually do it in a detailed way.
Right.
So it means that in some cases, some people actually need cylinder glasses, yeah? But if they get wrong prescription, what comes up later is that they might get headaches out of it.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, some worst-case scenarios
then
come
you
up.
You have to go back, and then it's just, it's yeah, just but an they, awful process.
Yeah, but they do still the same kind of a test these days.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we have our device.
The test
with this device is very easy to do. Just hold on a second. Because you don't, you know, I'm not touching anyone's eye physically and I'm not touching anyone physically. This test can last from 2 minutes up to like 15 minutes basically, or even more, even an hour. And the device itself can detect even illnesses your body is prone to. Because there is one good thing about what we know about the eyes, that eyes are the mirror of our souls, but they're actually talking a lot about our body in such cases that they give us indications.
Wow.
So I'm not saying that, you know, for example, if somebody is making the test with us with this device, because normally the thing is we don't go to the doctors, right? We go there only when something has happened to us, yeah? And normally I'd say about this device is that each person should check themselves at least twice a year, which is good. It's the same like going to the dentist, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But normally even people don't do that, by the way. And guys are worse than that. But anyways, yeah, this is what I want to say, that if you test with this device, you get a full understanding. Not only what is the situation with your eyes, how well do you see, are you at astigmatism, every, you know, correlations, then the illnesses you might be prone to. So
Wow. It's
a good way of, you know, going to a family doctor, because these days you go to the family doctor and they're like, no, dear, what you're complaining about? And you're like...
And they don't understand.
No,
and then, yeah.
No, it's the only question, right? So you can actually go there and be prepared. And you're going to say that, listen, please test, I don't know, please test my blood. Let's test this and this organ, because, you know, I don't only have a feeling, but I made this test and I got these results. So why don't we go into that area?
Right.
This device,
fine.
It's okay.
Go for it.
This device itself, we're on a developing phase. So we would actually like to make an app out of it. So
okay.
It can be used on a mobile.
Okay.
Which is going to be really cool. And this is accessible for any regular person then.
Right.
So you can test yourself basically at home. And the other great, great news is that currently we have described here, there is like a list of illnesses. And eventually what we can add up there is the prevention of or knowing when a heart attack might happen.
Oh, wow.
Which is really important, because heart attack is high up in the sky regarding the causes of death as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of back-to-back questions.
Yes, please.
That kind of like
sorry.
Each other. No, it's fine. Okay, so what is like the hardware behind this device, and also how does it like do the checks to make the different times? Because you said that the test can be different.
Basically, how it works, there is LED lights, and there is a lot of different artifacts based on what color you see, what type of an artifact, what surface do you see. Based on all of that information, what we gather from there, there comes the end results from all of that, because that already tells us. We have tested that more over than 400 people.
Okay.
So this way, you know, we have collected the data, and it's really excellent, an amazing thing. So, and with a mobile app, it's going to be especially fun, because at the end of the test, there is end results immediately prescribed, you know, that this is the case, or, you know, your eyes are like eagle vision, perfect, good to go. So, yeah, there is a lot of the things. And one of the things, if I may, you know, add to it, is that there is a lot of like genetic problems as well. For example, there is an illness called myasthenia gravis, which is loosening of nerve muscles. And this is really serious. And this is not yet in here, like added to it, but this is one of the illnesses, definitely, besides the heart attack case, that will be added here as well, because people really need help. And a lot of the times when we get to prevent the illnesses with the children, even, I mean, narrowing the nerve, you know, you get to know it at the age of 3, so you can do much more than waiting up until the kid is 7 or 8 years old. So, you know, it really serves a purpose to mankind.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Yes, please.
Back to back, too. One, how does this device work? This is just a prototype?
Yeah. Well, just a second. This device works really simple. Just a second. I don't know if I. Yeah, it's regular. You're on the air, and then you can.
Or is it switch?
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Thank you.
No, you're fine.
It's the heavy nerves then. Yeah. So basically, these are the lights here.
Uh-huh.
And it starts off. It's
show it up there too.
Yeah, it's starts off like this. That you will check one eye at a time.
Okay.
So basically, this one first one LED light. There is a circle. And it goes like into more detail. So what do you see with this eye? How far do you see? Where do you see the circle like clearly?
Okay.
What is the surface? Do you see the surface? What do you see with another eye? So it's basically, let's say, as a test they are doing, let's say, at the eye doctor, yeah?
Right.
But it's giving you more detailed information.
So it's asking the questions as it's showing, or?
No, there is a person asking the questions.
Okay.
Because for kids especially, you know what, you can go to the eye doctor and you just read A or 3 or something like that. But describing an artifact, describing what you see for a kid is the most easiest thing.
Right.
And for anyone, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So is this device for like people at home? Or what is your target audience for this?
Well, we're currently at the stage that we are looking for venture capital. We're looking for the money, obviously, as well. But eventually there are companies that are, let's say, we want this to be brought up to the schools and kindergartens.
Right.
This device is very important for truck drivers, for pilots, for people who, you know,
use their eyes.
Yeah, whose vision is the most important thing. So eventually, you know, dependent on how it goes, if the mobile app is going to be ready, then it's going to be for end user. Totally.
That was my next question. How far off do you think you are from getting the mobile app ready for market release?
That is a very good question. That actually pretty much stands currently behind the financials, because we're looking to invest into it more, because we've been working on it for the past 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a very long process. And the brain of the DAT behind it is Polish guys, really good.
Oh,
one. Yeah,
awesome.
So yeah,
and that's why you're here at Collision.
Yes. Yeah, that's why we're here,
investors.
But this device really helps mankind, absolutely.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
So you need I'm sorry to reiterate,
yep.
You need someone to administer this, like on this device.
Yes,
currently.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it on yourself as well, though.
Does it come with like an instruction guide? Like, okay, this is what I'm looking for.
Yes. There is a manual there. So without it, you can't do it. But at the same time, it's so easy and simple. You don't have to be a professional in order to go through and do tests on you or your, you know, whoever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
Even a caveman can do it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. The ad
exactly
on TV.
It's that simple indeed. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. No, this is an awesome idea. And what are the price points that you're looking for on these?
The price points. One device currently is like $1,500 somewhere there, U.S. dollars. Yeah.
Okay. It is important.
So like I'd have to say that, you know, being here, I already got some notion from the people themselves that, oh, I would buy it for me at home, which is understandable. Because as I said, you know, you get all this information and you are ready to go to the doctor just to prevent and save lives.
Yeah.
Have you been doing tests here while you're at your booth?
No, because it needs a little bit darkness.
Okay.
But the other thing, which is also what I forgot to mention earlier on, is that this device, medical aid that goes all the way to the war sources, you can easily take this with you and make the test there. That is the greatest thing, that it's really mobile, it's really handy and light.
You mind?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very light.
Yeah, it's very light.
Is it going to come in a fancy box like that?
Yep.
Oh,
guys like it, don't they?
Yes.
I also see that you can charge it. Can you talk about that with like the battery life and how to charge it?
I would not go into the technical details so much.
Okay.
Because I'm into the lighter details of it. Usage side. But yeah, definitely. You can charge it and it's all good to go.
Okay.
I like the box.
So if our users wanted to find out more about DAT...
We have our website for that, so you're welcome to visit us at DAT.com, at the collision site and everything. So, and we have our contacts there, and we are here today exhibiting, and welcome to the booth.
Wow.
And you guys, you can't purchase it yet, right?
On
your website?
When
can we look for that?
I hope within the next, well, it depends all on the next steps.
Right.
But I hope within a couple of months' time already.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So just check back to the website.
Yes, please do.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And
same here.
Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great rest of your conference.
Thank you so much.
I love
the
box. I love the box.
Cool.